zone. Yeah, good times, bad times. You know I've had my share.
John's LA. Joe Holt, welcome back. Great radio. What's up? Nothing is up. All types of things are up. Great time of year for sports. Football in full swing. Major League Baseball. I know, like, you. All right, enough of that. Major League Baseball.
Baseball's awesome.
Yeah, I know. You've made that point abundantly clear on several episodes that you have a hard-on, perpetual hard-on for baseball. I get it. Hockey has started. Basketball is about to start. Of course, this is a football show, Joe Hull. Don't even start with your rigging baseball.
Go advanced, Celtics.
Okay. Go. All right, well, you suckering me in. That's a cheap shot. You want me to start talking about international basketball?
If you want.
Although I
can talk about Eurobasket. Pau Gasol played awesome all summer.
We were just in a bar, and you were freaking, you rolled your wheelchair over and parked yourself in front of, I think it was like the Phoenix Mercury versus the Minnesota Lynx WNBA game.
Minnesota Lynx Indiana Fever in WNBA Finals. I like Maya Moore.
Oh, it's the finals right now?
Yeah.
It's the Lynx and the who?
The Lynx and the Fever.
The Fever! Yeah! Indiana Fever! Yeah, kills. You know what? That's it. I have nothing else for the rest of the show. So that's it. Thanks for coming. All right.
Let's talk about the Patriots.
Let's talk about the Patriots. I'm supposedly a bunch of my friends are down there in Dallas to watch that game.
Dave, can I stop you for 30 seconds?
Okay, go.
Number one, I don't know if you have many friends.
27.
So I 26. Don't,
all right.
Don't hold your breath for the cons. But seriously, to just try to help you out a little bit today.
Yeah.
think the Patriots are probably the best team in the NFL.
Probably.
They annihilated Greg Hardy and the Dallas Cowboys.
Probably the greatest team. They are the greatest team.
What do you think about the New England Patriots.
Just throwing softballs up there for me, huh? Just throwing alley-oops off the glass of the 7-foot rim, just throwing it down. I want to talk about Greg Hardy for a minute. Did you see Greg Hardy's rap video that came out on TMZ? TMZ Sports, by the way, is legitimate.
No, I haven't.
No, you haven't?
No.
He's rap. He's like a guest rapper on this guy named Jay Allen, who is like a 2015 version of Vanilla Ice or Snow. You know, just this lame white boy rapper, but Greg Hardy, a.k.a. The Kraken. I didn't realize that was his rap name is The Kraken.
By the way, can I set the stage for everyone?
Sure.
Dave Fleming.
What?
Coming into the studio today rocking the Public Enemy t-shirt.
Look at him.
He's talking about a Greg Hardy rap video.
What?
I don't know what to do about this, but I'm culturally confused.
Get out. I was like 10 years old when bringing UMTV, 12 years old when UMTV raps dropped. That's a very influential part of my life.
And now we're talking about Greg Hardy's rap video.
And now we're talking about Greg Hardy's rap video. And just, you know what?
By the way, like, you fucking rappers. Like, fuck you for making rap possible. Yeah. Actually, like, all of you as a culture, you fucking rappers.
Can I just get
a resounding fuck you that we're going from Public Enemy to Greg Hardy? Sorry, carry on.
Damn, Joe Holt, that's, almost racist. Fuck you people. You and your jungle music.
I really enjoy hip-hop music, and I'm just disappointed in where it is right now.
Word. Well, Greg Hardy, the Kraken, bringing it back, kid. So he did this. He had strippers everywhere. There's gunshots in the video. I actually appreciate. I know Terry Bradshaw got in his pulpit today, and Jim Nantz got in his pulpit today about Greg Hardy shouldn't be in the NFL and all this shit. But I actually like the fact that Greg Hardy, at least he's not giving these half-assed, insincere apologies. I mean, he's wearing it. He's like, this is who I am. You know, I'm a gun-toting friggin' rapper / pass rusher who actually played really well today. And I made
sacks, right?
Made me nervous for a little bit because they were getting after Tom in the beginning of the game until the Patriots settled in and, you know, ended up blowing him out, which was very fulfilling. The Chiefs should have been suspended for all these four of these games. Check out the stats of the last four games. And it's amazing because the NFL, I know I talked about this last week, I'll probably talk about it every single time I'm on this freaking program. They don't even talk about what's happening. Supposedly, they're measuring out the air at halftime. Those numbers are not even to be seen. They don't even talk about that. That the ball's losing air, the ball's staying the same. Don't even know what's going on. Why are we talking about air? It's Talk about Air Jordans. No, we're not talking basketball yet. We sure as hell ain't talking about basketball sneakers. But we are talking about Steve Sarkisian.
Uh-oh.
Wasn't that just a shit show waiting to happen? Like, what, 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago, they announced he's taking an indefinite leave of absence. Basically, they're firing him, but I'm sure there are rules involved. If a guy shows up drunk, they can claim that they have problems, and I don't think they can just fire him, per se.
I'm a really big USC football fan. I've been a pretty big USC football fan since the Pete Carroll time.
30 for 30 this Tuesday, by the way, coming out.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that, actually.
That should be interesting.
I'm excited to see how they portray Lindale White in particular.
What do you think Lindale White's problem was? Do you think he just had that Craig Hottie syndrome where he thought he was something that he, you know, really...
I think Lindale White was a dude from East Texas that liked to smoke weed.
Yeah. You think that was in drink freaking scissor? Yeah, dude. Still, any listeners out there, all three of you, if anybody can find some freaking promethazine, I want to make some scissor, and I'll drink it on
dude,
air.
No, you don't.
You've done it?
No, but...
I'll drink it on air. You kidding? Be slurring my words. The scissor. It's got to be something more going on with Sarkisian. First of all...
Oh, yeah, Sark, that's more.
Because it's an internet show and nobody listens and I don't give a flying fuck, I don't... have any remorse. Remorse isn't the right word. I don't have any sympathy for Steve Sarkisian at all. Okay? He's a problem. He's sick. I don't think... Look, I'm not I don't have graduate degree. Actually, I do have a master's degree, but I'm not a doctor. I don't think alcoholism is a disease. I think it's a fucking choice. Alcoholism is a quote-unquote a disease. But if a dude smokes weed in the NFL, it's not a disease. He's just a pothead, and you're going to suspend him. You know, but Josh Gordon. What the fuck is Josh Gordon doing right now? 24 years old, supremely talented wide receiver. Can't play because he smokes a little weed. Sarkisian was supposed to feel bad for this guy who, you know, has everything. The guy's got one of the best jobs in the fucking world. And he just can't control his shit enough to not drink. He's supposedly, internet rumor came out today that he was drunk at the Arizona State game. At the fucking game, kid. You can't even hold your shit together at a freaking game. And here's the ironic part of the whole thing. He went to BYU.
Maybe yeah.
He's bottled up frustration. Couldn't even do anything at BYU. But you know there's got to be guys sneaking out, getting laid and drinking at BYU.
I mean, I don't know how to address the whole BYU thing. I just don't. I just know that everybody's got problems.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a lot of fucking problems.
Right.
And we all show up to work.
You
know?
Right.
Most of our jobs are a lot shittier than being a college football coach.
Of USC.
At one of the top programs in the nation ever.
Sure.
You know.
And I'm sure he's got a beautiful wife. So, I'm sure, not that some success of a man, but I'm sure he's got a smoking hot wife. He makes millions of dollars to coach a kid's game.
Yeah, so shut up and go to work,
and
bro.
Poor Sarkisian.
Yeah, just shut up and go to work.
Yeah.
I actually, a very good friend of mine probably, like, if we're being straightforward, probably really does have a drinking problem.
Well, I have several friends do.
And he was telling me, like, how when he goes into intensive work periods and has to travel for his work and be up early for calls or whatnot, he goes out and gets wine drunk the night before.
Wine drunk?
Yeah.
Why? Is it a little bit easier on the body?
Yeah, because it's easier and you can function. So, like, maybe if you operate, like, the idea is to be at least functional at the very least. And, you know, when you got seven figures and forget the money, but you're a football coach at a university. At that point, you're a molder of men. And by, given the nature of football now, you're a molder of urban men. And, you know, to jump drunk to practice, I mean, you know, what kind of example are you setting there?
And how much ESPN and all that, they'll come out and be like, oh, our prayers are for Steve Sarkisian that he gets better. Fuck that, dude. Show a little bit of fortitude. You know what I mean? And look. I'm drunk right now, Joe Holt. What the hell?
Yeah.
I've been a lifelong drinker. I drink all the fucking time, but I put my shit together. I don't show up to work drunk. I don't ring in. Sure as hell would never show up to a football game. That's sacrilegious. to me to show up to a game that you coach that's so much involved to show up drunk. Oh, I can't take it. Then resign. Don't fucking get hammered and go out there. I bet you there's more to it, too. I bet you he's popping pills, though. I would not be surprised if he's addicted to some kind of opioid.
I don't know if I want to speculate that far as much as I just think that
No, please speculate.
There's obviously something more going on. I just wonder, I don't know, I wonder how much control Pat Hayden has over the whole USD program.
And that's a fair discussion as well. I think Pat Hayden needs to go at this point with the Kiffin fiasco, even though,
may I real quick?
Please.
Why does everybody hate on Lane Kiffin? Like, sure, results-oriented, it didn't work. Sure, the way he left Tennessee was a little questionable at best. But Lane Kiffin is a pretty damn good football coach. You know more about the inner workings of football in general than I do.
Indeed.
But the offensive coordinator job at Alabama is not a job that somebody just kind of backs into. That's a, let's be conservative here. That's a top 150 job if you're a football coach of any kind.
Oh, yeah.
You know, probably way less than that. Probably in the top 100. He comes from a father that you know, was a really, really awesome coach in Monty Kiffin. Depending on which way you want to look at this, was successful in Oakland, I think, was also sabotage in Oakland, which many of those coaches, and even his predecessor in Tom Cable and some of the guys before him were also kind of led down a path of no success.
Whoa. Because of Al? Yes. Because of the late, great Al Davis?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes.
You don't think Lane Kiffin's a bit of a fraud and people can smell that? You don't think he's a bit of a snake oil salesman? Like a majority of football coaches are.
I think there's probably an element of that. Sure, I'll give it to you. And I think in order to be as young as he was and get to the level of success that he had, I do think there was probably a little bit of, stealing words from other podcasts, maybe a habitual line stepper in a sense. But I don't think that discredits his ability to be a good football coach.
Yeah, I guess. I just think there are better dudes. I bet better guys out there. And I'm not a Kiffin hater per se. I really don't give a fuck.
Here's the thing. Look at his boss. Look at Nick Saban.
Nicko.
Many people probably think, very much the snake oil salesman, in Nick Saban. But my point is, I think Lane Kiffin was especially talented enough to land one of those jobs as one of those guys, and some credence needs to be given to that.
Well, here's where we differ on that opinion. I believe that football coaching, like most other industries, but specifically football coaching, is littered with nepotism. And I don't think a lot of these guys earn their stripes per se, which is why I have respect for guys like, even though I don't necessarily like them, but I respect guys like Mike Pettine, who came from high school ranks, Chip Kelly, even guys, self-made men in the business, not guys that were just kind of ordained at 22 years old. They luck out. And is some of the sour grapes and bitterness towards the business? Sure, I'll wear that. But it's also observations and someone who's lived it and seeing the people that advance in that business. And it's not necessarily a meritocracy. It's, like most businesses, who you know. And I think the thing with Lane Kiffin...
Also, who knows you?
And the thing with Lane Kiffin is, his old man, if Lane Kiffin was Lane Holt, I would think he's probably a head coach of, a high school football team in Orange County. That type of thing. That's where
an awesome football team in Orange County.
Well, it depends who you have for players. It's always about players. Look, I've coached bad teams. I've coached great teams. And know what the difference is? Players. Speaking of which, I didn't even do a show last week because I had my band played an open mic, which is freaking terrible, by the way. I don't like playing live music, to be honest. We played a Halloween party last night. Also, I dressed up as a priest and a side shoot.
Weird.
Why is that weird? Was there anything more scary?
I don't know.
Is there anything more scary than a priest?
I don't want to picture you dressed up like that, bro.
I'm not asking him. I'm just telling you what I was dressed up. Anyhow, my band played a show, and then the lead singer of my band and myself, we decided to go to a gentleman's club.
Oh, this is getting weird.
Why is that weird?
But were you in your pre-show?
I was in full garb, full regalia, and it was me and my 5-foot Nicaraguan friend and a bunch of big black dudes. I felt like it was in a Rick Ross video. And we're freaking in this video, and you know, I just decided to get up and bless the whole table of Rick Ross soldiers. And you know, it was a go for broke moment. I could have been hung by my satchel and thrown out the window, but I wasn't. Where am I going with that? All I know is I spent $5 on a fucking bottle of water, because out here in California, you can't go full nude unless it's non-alcoholic, which is a fucking joke. I don't even know if I like full nudes anymore. You know, at this point in my life, I'm just getting crotchety, and, you know, I don't even know if I'd like to see, you know, that many organs right in front of me.
What is going on?
You're right? Well, it's a big boy show, Joe Holt. Stop giggling like a schoolgirl. You all right, man?
Can we talk about the Celtics?
Anyway, but let's get back to my point. My team, we lost this week, 62-32. But we won the previous week.
You won one.
We won one. And that's what I'm... Yes, we won one. 27-26 over Sierra Vista the Dons. This is like a Spanish cowboy, evidently.
Yeah, like San Francisco State's the Dons. It's either UCSF or San Francisco State. I apologize.
Yeah. Neither I don't know. But we won 27-26, but,
wonderful.
You know.
Congrats.
Well, thanks. Football's a funny thing, though. The next week, we got blown out at La Puente in their homecoming, their 100th anniversary homecoming. You ever heard of Max Montoya?
No.
He was an offensive lineman for the Bengals for about 12 years, and then he was an offensive lineman for the Raiders for 4 or 5 years. He was the Grand Marshal because he went to school at La Puente. And it's funny. He's got to be 60 years old, but you live around ex-NFL players or NFL players in general. It's almost like they're from a different fucking planet.
I met Cliff Branch at a Walmart once.
At a Walmart, yeah. Anyway, the guy's just enormous old man, put it that way. Anyways, but they just rolled us. It's terrible, embarrassing. Another one of those games we were down 28-0 halfway through the second quarter, and it's like, ugh, run this out.
Coach him up, Coach Fleming.
I'm trying to. Thanks for using my name, by the way. Not that anybody's listening.
Oh, am I not supposed to?
No, listening. This is an alias. If anybody ever listened to me, if anybody ever knew, I could probably get fired from my job.
Oh.
Whatever. I don't even care. The good news is McDonald's serves breakfast all day now. So what the fuck do I care? I got a full tank. I got a full tank of gas, and McDonald's serves breakfast all day. So I ain't sweating either, Joe Holt.
Speaking of getting fired, let's talk about this. I want to talk about this DraftKings situation.
FanDuel DraftKings?
Yeah.
I know. And I just came on here the other day, last time we were on here, and singing the praises, and now I'm officially addicted to FanDuel. They won. But I still get a hard on or a semi-stiffy anyway from winning $7 off a dollar bet. But to recap, for the uninformed listener, evidently an executive, a PR executive at FanDuel, a woman that you just recently told me, a woman that you have the hots for. Look at you giggling like you're giggling like a little schoolgirl again.
I now have the hots for.
She used quote unquote inside information, which really wasn't inside information because anybody can know it, to bet $350,000 on FanDuel.
That's correct.
Yeah. Which I don't think it's that big of a deal, but the thing that really freaking raised my eyebrows was the stat that about 1%.
99% of the profits made on DraftKings is won by 1% of the people.
Thank you. I had marbles in my mouth. 1%.
Don't forget to gargle.
It's almost like the free, you know, for all you free marketeers, here we go. Hold on, political rant coming. For all the free marketeers out there, it's the same thing. Whenever there's incentive, there's going to be a certain class of people that have more information and privy to more things that'd be able to suck up all the resources. And some people, the average Joe who will subscribe to that theory, is just like, well, they work harder than anyone else. Fuck that. The dudes at FanDuel, and I'm sure they work hard, but at the same time, they're on the ground floor. on that shit. You know what I mean? They have all the information laid out in front of them on many computers. No wonder they can win 99% of it. All right, enough about my economics talk. Go, though. I thought you developed a crush on this young lady.
Oh, yeah, I did. I just think that anybody that's willing to use insider information to hold $350,000 playing fantasy sports is worth a ride on my lap.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
She's worthy?
Yeah.
She's roll-worthy? You're going to roll her around downtown L.A.?
I'll take her to the moon.
You should be throwing money out to, like a friggin', I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, no, but seriously, right? Like, if you meet a woman that's willing to go like that, ride or die, and just do that crazy shit, but also, like...
She kept a job.
Be successful and keep your job at the same time. Like, you wife that one up.
You said,
you know what I mean? Unquestionably.
Yeah, you're gonna lock her down.
Like, right?
Well, FanDuel is not that far away from here, I don't think, the headquarters.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that.
I believe it is right around here. Then I said that we just roll over there and go friggin' knock on the door. We'll spend the night out there.
Let's go, dude.
Try to interview her. But she kept her job. But you just told me she used to work for the WWE.
Yes.
And what happened?
So,
what is her name? Do you even know?
Janine Sacco. I don't want to discuss that part of it.
Okay, like she's listening, but go on.
S-A-C-C-O.
Go on.
If you want to Google it.
I shall.
But no, she worked for WWE. She also worked for Barry Diller at a company called IAE and subsequently tweeted out some, I don't know, racist comments, I guess. Said something to the effect of, she was going to Ethiopia for a charity venture. Said, I'm going to Africa. Hope I don't get AIDS. Oh, wait, I'm white.
Right. And then she gets
got canned from her other job.
And she gets rewarded with this plush gig at FanDuel.
Yeah,
winning $350,000 because she earned it, right? Because I'm sure she knows freaking the right people. Is she that much better at PR? Uh-oh, your phone going off?
Yeah.
Right. Is that her? Right. Is she calling you right now? Did you listen to the show?
Yeah.
How dare you, Joe? How do you talk about me? When can you pick me up on the ride? I want to take you up on that ride.
I beg your pardon.
That's all right.
Hey, Chase Utley got suspended.
Is that what that the little message was?
Yeah.
You're gonna disrupt my flow of consciousness to talk about fucking Chase Utley's suspension?
Your flow of consciousness.
I think that's a little overrated. Don't you? I mean, the guy didn't break his leg. You think that would have happened?
No, but I think the play was dirty.
So what? Dirty plays happen all the time in every sport. It happens. It's a freaking bane decision. It's not like a calculated decision to...
No, but I think it was calculated. Like, that's the thing. I think it was calculated.
Oh, a hard slide into second base? I mean, yeah.
No, slide into second base. He slid past second base.
Nah. Unwritten rules of baseball code.
Yeah, dude, don't do that.
The unwritten rules of the game. The sanctity of the game. Speaking of freaking drunks, how about CC Sabathia? That's some bullshit too. How are you gonna quit on your team in the playoffs?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Even though they got taken out. You can't wait another week. Come on, CC. Unless you're fucking smoking meth in the clubhouse. Come on, kid. Because you can't, not drink a little Cristal or whatever the hell he's drinking. And how much money does CC Sabathia make a year? Like
22, 23 million a year.
A year. Fucking show up for the playoffs, kid. Again, you won't hear that on regular radio. But give me a fucking break, no?
Yeah, I agree.
Am I twisted?
Yeah, like shut up and go to work like the rest of us.
Show up to fucking work.
Yeah.
Take a couple Advil.
Babe Ruth went to work hungover all the time.
Smoke a blunt in the morning. It takes away the edge. I do that if I'm hungover. Oh, wait a minute. No, I have a cigar. Yeah. No, really. Come on, dude. I mean, I feel bad for these fucking guys making $1 million, ultimate drop. Oh, the pressure. Sabathia is what, 35 years old? And like, he hasn't been doing this shit for a long time. You know?
I agree.
Right?
I got nothing for you there. Just shut up and go to work.
Can you believe the Coneheads are still making money off advertisements?
Coneheads?
Sorry.
Basketball.
You didn't see the Conehead commercial?
I know the Conehead.
That was 1975 when that shit first came out.
Really?
Yeah, and Dan Aykroyd's still making millions. I bet you Dan Aykroyd made more money off those commercials for State Farm than you and I would probably make in our lifetimes combined two times over. Yeah, maybe not. But I bet you pushed $1 million for it.
I have dreams.
You have dreams?
Coach.
I have dreams.
Don't piss on my dreams.
I have dreams. Joe, we all have dreams to take the PR lady from FanDuel up and down Spring Street and rigging Skid Row and rigging you and your sick fantasy. I just saw a little twinkle in your eye when I said that.
I want her to look me in the eye when we do it, too.
I would straddle you that way, rolling like this, like a Dirty Dancing style. You're going to lift her up when you're rigging, going a little downhill and lift her up. I just saw Dirty Dancing for the first time, by the way, the other day. You ever see that movie?
Once.
First time in my life I've ever seen that movie. Twisted. I had no idea it was about illegal abortions and shit. Seriously.
Go figure.
No, really. I mean, the Borscht Belt and bringing illegal abortions and dancing and... What the fuck are you talking about? We're sitting here talking about Dirty Dancing. What is with you?
I didn't do it.
PR fucking people and... MRSA. You see that tight end for the Giants come down with MRSA? Daniel Fells, they're going to take off.
I heard of that. What is MRSA? Like, can you explain this to
me? Oh, really? That's a James Lurkey thing. It's a bacteria. He's all into that because, yeah, I don't want to get into that. But it's a bacterial, it's essentially like a staph infection, and it's extremely contagious. And it can be, I guess they had to like quarantine the locker room and shit. But this guy's going to lose a foot. The field goal kicker for the Buccaneers had it a couple of years ago. Tynes, you remember that?
Lawrence Tynes?
Yeah, like 2 years ago. He had MRSA as well. That's a big deal.
That's sketchy.
I don't know. It's sketchy more than scary.
Both.
You watch any college football this weekend?
I watched USC. Wasn't impressed.
Well, that was weird. That was a Wednesday night?
Thursday. 17-12.
Thursday night? Well, now we know their coach was loaded.
Yeah, right.
You think this Chip Kelly to SC thing has any legs, or it's just no. One of those things? I don't think Chip Kelly's going anywhere. And
yeah, Chip Kelly's coaching the Eagles. They can win the division.
Yeah.
Nobody in that division is good. I mean.
Giants scare me a little.
Like a little. That's what I'm saying. They're a little good.
Yeah. You know, I saw a stat today. This is Eli Manning's 12th year. What the fuck? The 2000s has just gone on fast forward. It seemed like yesterday he was bitching about going to San Diego. His 12th year in the fucking league. Yeah. Eli Manning. But I think the Giants are all right because they're good up front.
I like Tom Coughlin. I always like Tom Coughlin. I wonder if this Mensa thing or whatever you call it, what was it?
Mensa? You mean the genius organization?
No, what was the disease?
Oh, MRSA.
MRSA. Yeah, I beg your pardon. I wonder if this MRSA disease is what's been turning Tom Coughlin pink over the years.
He's an Irishman. Myself. I'm with the same complexion. How dare you? I suffer from some slight case of rosacea. And a slight case of friggin' 15 beers every ring.
What do you call it, rosacea?
Yeah. You know, and a slight case of drinking 15 beers every other night. That doesn't help either.
And Tom Coughlin.
And my alabaster skin. And I'm out in the sun all day, every day.
This guy.
The fuck? Why
are you shooting hoops, dunking on 7-year-olds?
Yeah. And, you know, people can make fun of me because I got pale skin, but heaven forbid you make fun of some guy who has a drinking problem. Oh, poor Suck has a drinking problem.
So what do we think about the NFL season going forward? New England's doing well. They're
nice segue, Joe.
Yeah,
professional. Thank you for keeping me on track.
They're going to be doing good going forward, I think. The team that I think is really the surprise of the 2015-2016 season to this point is Atlanta. I don't think anybody expected them to be 4-5-0, whatever it is. What do you think about Matt Ryan and the guys over there? Dan Quinn doing a hell of a job, by the way.
If you listen to the program for the last few years,
I've only been on it a couple times, that's all.
I picked them to go to the Super Bowl 2 years ago. I think this is a team that's always been talented. And I think they've been underachieving the last 2 years. And I never thought Mike Smith was much of anything. You look like a creepy pedophile in that Play 60 commercial, which they've gotten away from. Seems like the Play 60 thing doesn't have as much steam as it did last year.
I don't think a lot of the moms and dads want their kids playing football. And I think that's going to hurt the growth of the sport. And we've talked about that a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be a 10-year tale before you really see it. where, you know, especially with the salary cap in basketball going up and baseball salaries being what they are, but
you're always going to
that's an unpopular take, for lack of a better term.
You're always going to have football players, and this is going to sound borderline racist and a disclaimer, but you will always have poorer kids because the contracts are always going to be high, and they're always going to see. I'm just going for it. Kids from the ghetto are always going to play football because they see it as A, it's wicked fucking cool. B, they can make a ton of money off of it. And C, A and B. You know what I mean? The contracts are always going to be there. So what you're going to start seeing is you're going to stop seeing the rich white kids playing other than quarterbacks, because I've read some stat, and I can't exactly get the numbers exactly right, but like how so many rich white kids are playing quarterback nowadays because they get all these coaches and stuff. But which is actually, you've seen some kickback because now you're seeing all of a sudden these quarterbacks in NCAA, nobody's any good. Are you falling asleep?
No.
Okay. I thought you just dozed off on me, literally.
I was paying attention to what you said.
My point is, it's always going to be football players. Yes, there's going to be a decline, and you already see it. And to be honest with you, anybody in their right mind probably wouldn't have their 8-year-old kid out there smashing heads.
You mentioned the idea that it's always going to be the avenue out for poorer people.
Right.
But when I look at what baseball's doing outside of America in like borderline third world countries,
mm-hmm.
in Venezuela, the Dominican Republic, etc. I mean, are we sure that that's not gonna just spur over into America's lesser fortunate regions, less fortunate regions?
No, because it's just that powerful of a brand and that powerful of a thing that it's not gonna go away. It's always going to be people playing.
I don't think
playing.
It's going to go away. I think it's going to diminish.
Well, it's going to be less involved. I mean, you're already seeing those numbers. If you, you know, you're really digging in, you're already seeing people playing tackle football going downhill. But regardless, it's not going anywhere. Why are we even talking about spilt milk? Not even spilt milk. Let's talk about Joe Philbin real briefly. What a shit show that was.
I don't know anything about Joe Philbin.
You know he got fired from the Dolphins?
I know he got fired, but I don't know anything about Joe Philbin.
And now, well, they had the Hard Knocks episode, which was boring as friggin' all get out watching the Dolphins. But now the Dolphins just a flailing organization. And Doug McConsue, it's paid. That's going to go down as one of the worst contracts in the history of the NFL. He showed up to practice in sneakers, evidently, the other day because protest right before they fired Philbin to protest. Dude signs a fucking $20 million a year contract and then shows up to practice in sneakers because he's not happy. I don't know. What do
Isn't
I
Isn't that the Time Warner guy that owns that team, Steve Ross or whatever?
Is he Time Warner?
I think so. I think that's what that is.
Those bastards are freaking hounding me anyway, by the way. They owe him like $50 from... I don't want to talk about my... Who's going to listen to the podcast if I sit here and talk about my fucking cable bill, Joe Hole?
Who's going to listen to the podcast anyway?
Period. Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear a guy in a wheelchair. Let's get real, dude.
Why
you
not?
Gotta get better guests.
What are you talking about? You got a face built for radio. Perfect.
Sweetheart.
Perfect for you.
Sweetheart.
Are you flirting with me or are you trying to serenade your FanDuel PR queen?
I'm just being a dick.
Take my breath away. Rolling down Spring Street. All right, right. Tom Brady's personal guru, Dr. Alejandro Guerrero.
Ooh.
Yeah. Dr. Alejandro Guerrero, Tom Brady's personal guru, evidently has been under investigation several times from the FTC because A, he's not a doctor, and B, he's a snake oil salesman. But evidently, this guy is like Tom Brady's Svengali, and Brady goes to him for everything, but the guy's not even a real doctor. I just want to throw that out. I don't know why. I wish I could be freaking married to a supermodel and have a fake doctor as my personal guru.
Everybody's got a guy, dude.
Everybody's got a guy. I don't have a guy.
You need a guy, dude.
No, I don't.
I have a guy.
You ain't my guy. Well, Jamal Charles is the guy out for the year.
Dude, I'm just glad I didn't have him on a fantasy team this year.
Yeah, you're a fan and you live in the fantasy world. Jim Harbaugh is living...
By the way, real quick, before we go to Jim Harbaugh, I'll let you go to Jim Harbaugh. Can I take 30 seconds to talk about him fantasy baseball
team? All right. You were gloating about it earlier. I'll give you your 30 seconds. Go.
Joe Holt won the fantasy baseball league, the down and out fantasy baseball league, by 20 plus points. After a solid comeback in the final week of the season. Pretty excited. Can I get some applause?
Joe Holt.
Yeah.
All right. I'll give you another 30 seconds. Who are your studs?
So Jim Harbaugh.
Who are your studs on your team that you've noted all year?
I had Nolan Arenado. I had Jake Arrieta. I had Cole Hamels. I had Adrian Beltre.
What is the deal with Jake Arrieta real quick? Did he come out of nowhere? I'm just out of the loop. What, has this guy been good for a few years, or what is his deal?
He was really good last year. Last year, I think, was kind of the coming out party that got crescendoed into, you know, probably a Cy Young situation this year.
He's been historically good, like the best second half ERA in the history of baseball, correct?
Yeah, I don't know if that's exactly correct, but I think 4 earned runs since June or July, like the guy's nuts. But he came from Baltimore. Baltimore traded him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Two former Red Sox GMs doing a deal, Theo and Dan Duquette.
Oh, yeah, Dan Duquette, yes, sir.
And you know, I got to hand it to Theo. I've bashed Theo in the past, as, you know.
By the way, Theo getting Lester, interesting move, even though it hasn't paid off to this point.
Well, he paid him a shit ton of money. Cubs should always be good. Cubs should be right there with the Yankees, the Red Sox, and the Dodgers in terms of salary.
And the Giants.
In terms of salary. I mean, the Cubs are a big fucking, paying people. Cubs are a big deal. You know, people are really into Cubs. I don't give a fuck about the Cubs. I care about nothing, kid. Nothing except college football.
What do you want to talk about college football?
I want to talk a little bit of college football. I was just saying something, and then you completely threw
Jim
off
Harbaugh's
my
you're
track.
About.
Thank you.
I don't like
finally
Jim Harbaugh.
You don't like Jim Harbaugh.
No.
Why?
I don't like the way he goes about his business. I'm not with the ethos.
That was very milked. Why? Explain. You just don't like him. You just don't like his scowl. You just don't like him because he was the 49ers coach. Admit it.
That and Stanford also.
The guy goes to freaking Walmart to buy khakis. He can't be that bad of a guy. He's somewhat normal.
Dude, Target over everything, bro.
Target over Walmart?
Yeah.
Wow. Some in-depth discussion. Target, Walmart.
No, but Jim Harbaugh. I mean, historic run right
fucking
now.
Fucking win.
Talk about Jim Harbaugh.
Three. Thank you. There were three shutouts in a row, which hasn't happened in like 80 years in college football. Of course, that just kind of goes to show. I think Brady Hoke was on the right track. Brady Hoke's downfall was he never had the right offensive coordinator. And Jim Harbaugh is an offensive guy, and he finally got a fairly functioning offense in Michigan. And all of a sudden, Michigan's down. And, you know, Brady Hoke just never had the right offensive coordinator. His offensive coordinator name escapes me, but it's a guy who's bounced around forever, and that's it. But I'm sure they recruited the hell out of everybody.
Do you think that could have to do with them trying to run the spread offense too much?
Who?
Brady Hoke.
I don't think Brady Hoke had anything to do with the offense. I think that's part of his problem. I think Brady Hoke was a glorified cheerleader. He never had a headset. He never had a play call sheet. What the fuck was he doing?
West Virginia?
Brady Hoke?
Where did he come from?
Well, he was an assistant coach at Michigan, but he was a head coach at where he made his name, quote unquote. He was a head coach at San Diego State.
San Diego State, that's what. Who was the guy they got from West Virginia? Rich Rodriguez. I never liked him.
I think he's a good football coach. He's Arizona. Arizona's doing well.
I don't like that spread. I don't believe
the spread option. Well, I think in some ways, if we're going to talk Rich Rodriguez, I think in some ways he truly revolutionized the game. Nobody was doing that. He made that play up. The read option?
But is that...
It's an effective way to run...
I don't feel like it works.
Oh, bullshit. I mean, you got the right guy doing it. Russell Wilson, you know, to an extent, Kaepernick, although he's not doing much with it right now, but it's tough. You even see the Red Rocket, Andy Dalton. I watched that game today. Surprisingly, beat Seattle. Not very impressive win, but I just think...
No, it's a very impressive win by the Bengals. Don't undersell that.
I hope Seattle just loses a couple more games. And they need to be dead and buried for me because they're always going to be dangerous because they fly around defense. Russell Wilson's dangerous.
Cam Chancellor. Glad they figured that out.
What's his name? Bringing cost me money in fantasy football and that play and the guy batted the ball in the end zone, which everybody know. You know, that goes back to the theory that you should be able to review everything. You should be able to review that. Not everybody knows, but people knew that was a penalty, except the referees didn't know for some reason. He batted the ball in the end zone there on that Monday night game. You're looking at me with dead eyes.
You're talking about the Golden Tate.
You're looking
play
at me
like
dead eyes.
Back?
No, on Monday night, this past Monday night, when Cam Chancellor punched the ball out of
You're not allowed to do that?
No, he could do that, but when he punched a ball, oh my God, I have somebody in the show who knows nothing about football. Sorry. He bounced in the end zone, the player for Wilson or something, I don't know, KJ Daniels, knocked the ball out, intentionally batted the ball at the back of the end zone, in which case, by rule, that goes back to the offense at the one-yard line, but the referees didn't...
If you Hail Mary and knock the ball out of the end zone intentionally, like that goes back to the offense at the one?
No. If you fumble the ball outside the end zone and the ball gets bounced around the end zone, you intentionally knock it out after a fumble, it goes back to the offense at the one. Okay? Are you back on bringing the planet?
I did not know that.
You didn't watch the game?
I did not.
Too busy watching football? I mean, baseball?
Yeah.
Watching the Cubs and the Cardinals? Or
I've really been enthralled in this, the Toronto-Texas series.
Enthralled, really? Why enthralled?
I like Texas.
Very enthralling. Why do you like Texas?
Rougned Odor.
I don't even know. Oh, Oda? The guy's last name's Oda?
No, it's Odor.
Pronounced Odor?
Yeah. I like that guy. I think they're good. I like Jeff Bannister. I think he does a good job of staying in front of that team. I think they have good veteran leadership. I'm really worried about Adrian Beltre being out. I
lost sleep over that as well. I actually like Adrian Beltre. He played for the Red Sox for years. He's fantastic.
He's a great player.
Hall of Famer?
Borderline. You need to look. He's not prepared for that. I'm not prepared for that conversation.
Discuss Adrian Beltre's Hall of Fame. If we're going to talk about Texas, Joe, in a football program, let's talk about Texas over Oklahoma. Save Charlie Strong's job.
Yeah, I'm
not a big Charlie Strong guy, lukewarm on him, but you had to feel good for him. I don't know if you watched him in the game and the players were throwing him up over the head and stuff. You know, beating Texas.
Here's the thing. I just need to ask you.
30 more seconds, go.
Yeah, we got 12 minutes. You're fine.
Okay.
So Chris Strong got the job at Texas.
Charlie Strong.
I beg your pardon. Who's Chris Strong? Somebody else.
I don't know.
Charlie Strong got the job at Texas from Louisville. Prior to getting the job at Texas, he coached Louisville to a really good season. I think either one of the fringe BCS Bulls or just outside of it.
For a few years.
Teddy Bridgewater. Came from Minnesota. Teddy Bridgewater doing an awesome job in Minnesota, by the way. Then he went to Texas after they, seemingly forced Mac Brown out. And Texas then goes and fires the new AD that they brought in after Mac Brown was replaced. And that also, again, we'll get off of football for 20 seconds and go back. But in that time period, they also... hired Shaka Smart to head up the basketball program, letting go of Rick Barnes, who was at Texas for, 15-plus years. Had Kevin Durant, many other pro NBA players.
Avery Bradley.
Yeah, there you go. What are your thoughts on the Texas athletic program and then how they're going to handle Charlie Strong? And also, you go back to that time period, too. You had Will Muschamp in there, who got a head job at Florida after being Mac Brown's defensive coordinator that didn't work.
What are my thoughts on Texas? I think that's a huge win and a step in the right direction, and I think Texas have it on good authority that people at the University of Texas actually listen to this program, because what I was saying is they got to go out and find an athletic, and it's kind of a borderline racist statement, athletic black quarterback who can run and... recruit the hell out of defense and then run the ball on offense is what they've been doing. And they did it. They brought this guy out, Snead or something, and he threw the ball like 9 times, but they dominated running the football. A running quarterback is the hardest thing to stop. Like Tebow had so much success. Speaking of which, Steve Adazio, the head coach of BC, how the fuck does Boston College lose to Wake Forest 3-0 at home? Did you hear what I just said? They lost 3-0 at home to Wake Forest. Troy Flutie, Doug Flutie's nephew, is a rotating quarterback. They rotate in and out quarterback. I don't know why I segue to that. I think it's because Steve Adazio was the offensive coordinator at Florida and Urban Meyer when they had Tim Tebow, and he was supposed to be this great offensive mind, but you get shut out at home to Wake Forest after scoring 9 points against Duke the week before.
Boston College, to me, is a prime example of everything not to do with college sports realignment. They're terrible in football.
Step back, Jack. What do you mean they're fucking terrible in football? They're good for knocking off a team they shouldn't beat every other year. Speaking of Matt Ryan was the quarterback of BC a few years ago.
He's awesome. When's the last time they finished in the top 20?
In the top 20? I can't bring that off the top of my head like you can't bring Adrian Beltre's status off the top of your head, but I think they've finished in the top 20 in the last 10 years. I would say
three times
in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
That's not terrible. You make them sound like Toledo, for Christ's sake. What do you mean? Or Tulane, rather. Actually, Toledo's playing pretty well. Toledo's in the top 25. Tulane, rather.
I don't know. Shouldn't Boston College be a little bit more dominant in the ACC? I mean,
I agree with you, Will, especially when it comes to basketball. They lose all their athletes for some reason in basketball. Like Shabazz Napier is from Boston. He ended up going to Connecticut.
Like, come on, dude. They can out-recruit New England. Like, Jim Calhoun is gone. Syracuse has trouble now.
I completely...
Louisville's in shit. Like, Boston College should be good at some things.
I agree with you. I think I've always said they should be much better at basketball than they've been in the last few years. I don't know how Connecticut was able to really pigeonhole. That's not the right word, but... ostracize? That's not the right word. Anyway, take over Massachusetts. Connecticut was getting all the best Massachusetts basketball players. You're right, BC should be getting those players. And, you know, where basketball was founded, of course.
Springfield, Mass.
You been in the Hall of Fame?
No, sir. Need to go.
I've been several times. You been in the Baseball Hall of Fame?
No, sir. Need to go.
Been in the Basketball Hall of Fame?
No, sir. Need to go.
You been to the Special Olympics Hall of Fame?
No, dick.
Where is that?
I don't think there is one.
It's got to be one. Let's start it up. Let's get a freaking GoFundMe.com page for Special Olympic Hall of Fame. A big poster, you know, big statue, you and I out front. Founders of the Special Olympic Hall of Fame. All right.
We're going to hell.
We're going in the weeds. Why? I'm not making fun of anybody. They deserve a Hall of Fame. Anyhow. Sweating. I don't even know what... I'm just still excited about all-day breakfast at McDonald's and...
I actually really am, too.
Going to strip clubs and stuff. And my friends obviously didn't call in from Dallas because hopefully they get their shit stomped out by some Dallas-rickin' bar. Someone just, you know, shit stomps them with their boots. I had like four friends out there for that game. You know, that's, New England fans are more obnoxious than anyone other than maybe Dallas fans. The worst Dallas fan.
So do you want a story of my New England fan worseness?
Fine. Go ahead, Joe.
So friend of the program, guest many times, Brian Murphy and I, go to a Dodgers-Red Sox game. And I've been going to Giants-Dodgers games for many years. It's been a hated rivalry. You know, being in my position in a wheelchair, I've been warned many times to watch the things that I say and wear and do at Dodger Stadium for all those reasons, what have you. I've been to literally 35 Giants-Dodgers games over the years. I go to one Dodgers-Red Sox game at Dodger Stadium. That's when the stuff hits the fan and starts to spin. Our friend, Brian Michael Murphy, you know well, decides to compliment this woman on her breasts.
Class move.
Yeah.
Women like compliments.
Real typical Red Sox fan.
Women. Okay. Well, I'll wear it. Go on.
then it becomes my personal responsibility to make sure that this guy doesn't get beaten up for said remark.
He said when she was with a guy? Was she with a guy?
She was with four guys.
What the fuck is wrong with him? How just stupid is he?
I don't know. Red Sox fandom. You ask for my New England over-the-top fan story? There you go.
Well, that asshole could be, you know, I like Murph, but he could be from anywhere. You know, making a bad decision about making a remark about a girl's, you know, bosom isn't necessarily exclusively a New England fan thing. I mean, how dare you paint us with that broad stroke?
I was right this time.
About what?
About the New England fan being over the top.
Yeah, I'll give you that. The Dallas fan's over the top. The Giants fan, 49ers fan, that's you admitted yourself.
That's why no one likes them.
But see, I don't get you people. I don't get how you could be this, you know, self self-anointed giant. You love the San Francisco Giants, but you hate the San Francisco 49ers. I just don't think it works that way. I don't get it. You're, you know, in for a penny, in for a pound. You're, you know, I'm a Red Sox fan. I'm a Patriot fan. I'm a Celtic fan. I'm a Bruins fan. There's nothing else. Like, I'd feel dirty if I said, oh, I like the Red Sox, but I don't like the Celtics. The hell? What rope are you pulling on, Joe?
You act like the Raiders aren't from 20 miles away.
Yeah, good point. I never even thought of that. Yeah. Yeah, like, you're right. I'm a fool. Well, would you live live closer to Oakland or San Fran?
I lived actually mile-wise, I live closer to Oakland.
Mm-hmm. Well, how come you don't like the A's? Gotcha.
I did really like the A's. I don't like the way they handled their organization with the whole Moneyball thing. I think Lou Wolf is borderline scum of the earth.
That whole Moneyball thing, not to do because whatever, but they had good pitching. That's why they won.
Yeah, no.
They had freaking like five stud pitchers: Zito, Mulder, Hudson.
Yeah. And they brought up a bunch of guys outside of that, too. Like, Gio Gonzalez came up, ace.
He did?
Like, yeah, many, many guys. So, I actually used to go to the AAA games in Sacramento when those guys and the generation after them played. And one of the coolest baseball stories I have for you is Gio Gonzalez was charting a game in AAA. And it was a day game, and it was like 100 degrees in Sacramento, like stupid hot at like 11:30 in the morning. And he was sitting under the awning where the handicap seats was. He just came up and sat next to me. And about three innings into the game, he was like, hey, you want to split some nachos? And I didn't know this was Gio Gonzalez. Oh. I just thought this was the guy. And I was like, fuck yeah, I'll split some nachos.
Did you guys roll around and he sit on your lap and you guys ate nachos? He fed you nachos?
He was like, cool, like, go get some nachos. I'm going to go get some drinks. And he came back up from the dugout or wherever with like a whole big ass thing full of Gatorade and like soda for us, and I went and got some nachos, and we like watched the next three innings of like some minor league baseball game. I think it was like the Sacramento River Cats and like Round Rock, like the Texas affiliate.
Now, do you have a big fat head of Gio Gonzalez in your apartment?
No, I just thought it was a cool story.
It is a cool story, kinda.
Yeah, like, he's a cool dude.
Well, he's one of the best players in baseball, but he got hurt. He didn't play the whole second half of the year, right?
No, he played. He just didn't do very well. Washington didn't do very good.
They fired their manager.
Yeah.
Think they're going to hire Cal Ripken?
That's interesting. I think it would be a smart thing to do.
Might as well. It's baseball. You don't need to know.
You're either going to hire Cal Ripken and keep it together with your current staff, or you're going to clean house and fire everybody.
It's baseball. There's no real manager. There's no real coaching involved.
Hey, come on.
I don't care what anyone. Oh, bullshit. All those moves are so.
That's inaccurate.
You have so much time to
that's consider. Inaccurate.
You get so much time to consider. How these coaches just come out of nowhere and all of a sudden win, like basketball.
Yeah, but you got to take 10 or 12 minutes to warm up a pitcher before you put him in the game.
Well, so hard to get your stopwatch out in 10 minutes. Okay, it's good. No, the only sport that's as real coaching is, you guessed it, football. As every play is called, both sides of the ball, every move is orchestrated, both sides of the ball.
Yawn,
like Y-A-W-N?
Yeah.
You saying my podcast is boring, Joe Holt?
No, I'm saying you're boring. Thanks for having me.
Fine. So now we have to go roll down to McDonald's and I have to buy you an Egg McMuffin? Is that what it is?
They closed the McDonald's around here. It's a travesty.
They closed McDonald's in downtown Los Angeles.
3rd and Broadway, dude. Go on. I went there at 11:30 in the morning thinking I was going to get a fucking McGriddle. Let me tell you, rude awakening.
I'm shocked. A city of 4 million people can't support one McDonald's? It's like we're not talking about podunk fucking Florida or something.
Rude awakening. Hey, Dave.
Hey.
Thanks for having me.
No problem.
SuperiorFandom.com. You're going to come do a show this week, yeah?
You shill. I'm busy this week. And then next week I got
football.
Indianapolis. Well, yeah, I got Indianapolis, New England. And then I'm going to go see Judas fucking Priest and Korn.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Jonathan Davis. Cool.
I'm going to be, you know him too? Do you guys share nachos as well? Do you stare lovingly in his eyes and share nachos?
No, some of the bands that I used to work for worked. Yes.
You know him, though? Do you know him? Like,
yeah, I know the Korn guys pretty well.
Ah, no kidding. Well, I'm going there. I'm pushing my 40th birthday. I'm going to be a bunch of 17-year-olds at Knotfest. A friend of mine got a ticket. Might as well go and get drunk. Anything else you want to plug before we go, Joe?
No, SuperiorFandom.com.
You've already said that.
We're on Twitter at SuperiorFandom.
I'm sure you are.
Tell Matt Long and James Lurkey hello.
All right. Anything else?
And
I love you, Gio Gonzalez.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks. All right. Thanks for coming. No time. Let's go get another beer. I'm not done yet. All right. That's it. Out. Later.